Ready?
I'm the Grudge. And Spanish.
Do the Spanish Grudge.
It's hard to do it because you have to do it slow.
All right.
And I can't do it slow because I have to go.
You ready?
Yes. Your tongue retarded.
And now it's time for another episode of Fire Monkeys. Do you let children play hide and seek in your titties?
Yes. There's a nice little nook right in the middle.
For your cranny.
I like how in the background you hear all the drunk girls like, yeah, woo!
Mardi Gras, baby. Bananarama.
I love Bananarama.
You would.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you have so graciously downloaded episode 203.
And you guys, I'm not
Dos
drunk now.
Cero tres. Well, that's not 203.
No.
But that's the numbers that are in.
203.
Yeah, you okay now?
I am.
Are you sober?
I'm sober now. Yes, I feel. Ooh. Yes. I had a John Ritter S going on. Remember how he'd be like, he would say his S's, but it was like a whistle because it was so like sharp.
Sharp.
Right. Sort of like that.
So.
Like that. Oh. Sort of.
You're such a dork that you pay attention to that.
Bite me.
Your mom bites it. So what's been going on since our drunky cast?
Nothing. I've been trying to live that down pretty much.
This actually would be episode 204, but I fucked up the recording for 202 and 203. Mm-hmm. So.
And you haven't even posted the video.
I know. The drunky cast preview video. We're supposed to have 14 video fuck, 14. They're all 30 seconds long.
God, I was like,
four
I wasn't that drunk.
Video podcast of us being drunk and drinking and but not driving.
Nope. We had a sleepover that night.
Yeah, we sure did. Who woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and left?
Me.
Why?
Because I wanted my own bed. Plus, you snore like a dang buzzsaw. And I couldn't sleep anymore. Because you got into bed.
Was it that bad?
And you woke me up when you got into bed.
Did I fart on you?
No.
No.
But when I got up, I thought you were awake because you like sort of lifted up.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't like turn to look at me. You just kind of lifted up. And then you were like. And you just went back to bed or to sleep. And
that's
I was
weird.
Like, bye. But I didn't say that. I was just like, peace. And I didn't lock your door either.
I know. And you sent me a text message after you left. Lock your door.
I left.
Right.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to be afraid.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid.
Someone could break in like Face Man.
I saw Face Man today and it looked like he was electrocuted. His hair was like up here. I was like, oh my God. And guess what? He was coming out of his apartment because he saw a woman with a dog walking the dog.
No,
yes.
he was following her.
He was following her.
He had his hat off.
Wow. Yeah, he
was
did.
His face still jacked?
I didn't want to get that close.
Oh, you catch it.
I drove really fast.
You would catch the disease.
And no one wants to catch the disease. All right, here. Okay, people.
Good segue, right?
Okay, people.
You're welcome.
I know that Nicole and I joke about having famous people and we would let them give us AIDS because they're so fucking hot. That doesn't mean that we're making fun of people with HIV. We're not making fun of people with AIDS because no one in their right mind would say,
please
give me AIDS. Nobody does that. Well, there's a certain community, but
really?
I mean, yeah, they're called bug chasers. They actually sleep with people with HIV so they can get it.
Why?
Well, because they want the attention? I don't know.
They need to be in a different group called mentally ill people.
Yeah.
And really. If any of you listening are that, go see a psychiatrist.
And a psychologist.
Both. And get some drugs to help your brain.
But we're not... Is that the magical sound in the microphone? I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear anything.
I thought I heard the monster. But we're totally not serious about that, so... I've gotten some emails and some complaints about it. Yeah. I mean, it's out of fun, people. We're not hoping to get AIDS.
No, we're just saying that
they're
so hot.
Hi, Nicole. I came to work today and you totally guess what?
What?
Fucking David Beckham gave me AIDS and I'm so happy. No, nobody does that.
That's true. Yeah. So please, just realize that we're just goofing. It's all in good fun. We just mean that these people are extremely hot. And we pretty much do anything just to get a moment with them.
And we say we would want AIDS from them, but we really don't mean it.
I don't want any STDs from anyone. I don't even want crabs, okay?
Well, crabs, I think that would be okay. You can get rid of those.
No.
What's fun about crabs is you can pick them off and then give them to somebody else.
Ew. Spoken like someone who would know.
Dirty Come on crotch. In, have a seat. The crabs in here jump 50 feet.
What? You have a nasty crotch. Your crab self.
You saw it the other day.
Seafood buffet. Oh, my God. Someone needs to donate to the PayPal so that Ricky can buy some new pants. Because the pants he was wearing yesterday had a humongous rip right in the crotch, and I could see all of his junk, like, hanging out. At least he had on underwear.
I had underwear on. It was pink and blue. Weren't they cute?
They're flowered, and you're still wearing them because I got a glimpse earlier.
Well, you can wear boxers 2 or 3 days in a row. Guys can.
Ew.
Well, you got to remember, it's not wrapped up tight against our pussies like yours are.
Your mussies?
Our mussies. Maybe I should check mine.
You might, especially after what you just let loose a minute ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We went to Taco Bell, and literally it was like,
here's our discussion in the movie theater. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Well, here, this is it. What do you want to eat?
Lings.
No, really, where do you want to eat?
Lings.
No, how about Taco Bell?
All right, we'll eat at Taco Bell. So we go to Taco Bell. Literally, that was like 30 minutes ago, maybe. We get back, and Ricky's setting up all the equipment, and then he goes, ooh, because he let one rip. And he was like, it was at Taco Bell. And I said, but we just ate it. It smelled like he didn't even eat it. He just shoved it up his butt and just let it fall out. He just skipped the middleman and just went straight to the end result.
Not the middleman.
You did. You did. You're like, I don't need to chew this. It's just going to come out my ass later anyway.
It comes out looking like a full burrito.
Open butt, insert taco.
Oh, spicy. God, that's funny.
Spicy.
So a lot of people liked Julian on the show. They thought he was funny.
Yes, my friend Sarah, she was listening to it on Friday night, and she said he has a really good voice for, like, the radio. He should do radio.
Fuck you, Sarah. How about me? What about me?
She hates you.
Well, fuck Sarah again. I don't hate Sarah.
She doesn't hate
I love
you
her because she's like a negative person all the time. So I love it when she talks about people. It's awesome.
She doesn't really hate you.
That's good.
Well, if she does, she hasn't said anything to me.
She probably really does.
She's probably
hate me.
Thinking,
I fucking hate
she smiles to your face and she's like, I fucking hate. I want you to
Where's my
I don't even look like I'm smiling. I just look like a maniac, I'm sure.
You're scary. Where's the fucking knife?
You won't like me when I'm angry.
Incredible.
What the fuck I have on my finger?
Poopy.
There's like a brown splotch of something from this chair. Chair.
So, like, for the poems, I know you didn't do any, but should we do, like, on-the-spot poems? Like we did when we were drunk?
I don't even really remember those.
I don't even know if we said them in the, in that show. Was it after you went to bed?
What?
No, we did them while you were still awake, right?
Yeah, because I said some stuff. I heard it over the weekend. And I was like,
wait, do your impression of yourself on the show.
I just know I said lots of slurred words. And
like
I,
what?
I want some socks. I need socks. And then I said, I'm overmodulated. Overmodulated.
You found it amazing that Lou knew where my socks were?
Yes, because I went to bed and he came in there and brought me water. He was so sweet. Lou, I effing love you. You need to be mine.
Oh, but he's gay.
I said, where my feet are cold. And he just went right to the drawer, pulled out the socks and handed me some. And I was like, thanks. And I didn't even put it together at the time. But afterwards, I was like, how did he know right where they were? Lou. Think we might need to have a chat later on.
A chitty chat.
A chit chat.
So, yeah, Lou's working on our video for us because he totally recorded it. And he gave us a little preview, which I'll probably put up maybe after the show.
I'm embarrassed.
I look like a fat-ass blob. Look, I fucking look like I should not be living. Like, I should have a fucking scooter and a Gilbert Grape mom wife.
No, you look like you should be this dude from Hills Have Eyes. Yeah. Tuesday. It's breakfast.
Oh, God. I have the funniest thing. Oh, I put my hand up in there. Woo, Jesus. So we were walking yesterday, Nicole and I. Where were we?
We were going to Circuit City.
Yes, Circuit City. And we were going through the parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look up, and this guy from the movie Wrong Turn.
Oh, no, we were going to Best Buy when that happened.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we were walking from the car. Oh, man.
And this guy totally looked at Nicole's titties. And she looked, and he was all like, missing chromosome man?
Yeah, he looked like he had one chromosome short of a full person.
And what did you say to me?
I said, I've never wished to be so flat. I would never had wished to be flat chested in my life.
Because he was like slobbering that shit. I mean, he was like.
Had like neck rolls with like bumps on them. And he had like a weirdly shaped body. He was like really round up top and then just got rounder towards the bottom. And he was like staring at me. I half expected like.
Did he look like one of those baby toys that had the rings that go like this?
He looked like one of those things that you knock and it just bounces back. You know, with the rounded bottom and it just kind of bobbles back and forth. Yeah. That thing.
Oh, you mean the oh God, what? How the fuck do you say that? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yeah, he looked like a weeble. And I really was wishing that I had like an A cup or a barely there A.
How about like 10-year-old titties?
Prepubescent, yeah. That's what I was wishing.
It was because
it was him and like his two brothers or something. Yeah, and they were all like on it. In the chain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Ricky said later that he's going to go home and do a fap, fap, fap to that.
He's going to fap, fap, fap.
Makes me sad.
He's going to fap, fap, fap to your titties. And then today we're in Taco Bell and there's this guy in a car like looking straight at Nicole, and she's like, Ricky, that guy is totally looking at my chest.
He is sitting in his car, sitting there.
And I turn around and I go, oh, well, you need to give him a big old one of these. And I was like, boom, boom, like lift her titties. And then I was like that so he could see me.
Except that no one could see you doing that, so they don't know what you're talking about. Basically, he wanted me to bounce the boobies.
Yeah, because they make me laugh. But I wanted her to do it to the guy.
No, I wasn't going to do that. I only did that for you at work.
And then she was totally embarrassed because I did it.
Yeah.
Knowing that I was asking her to do it and the guy was seeing me asking her to do it.
He was laughing at you because he saw you doing it.
Fuck. So, just to let you know that Nicole made her appearance on the Archer radio show on Thursday and.
Sort of.
What was your famous word?
F in Skype.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. Because they were like, oh, it's nice talking to you, Nicole. Nice meeting you. And I was like, fuck you guys. Because they were all making fun of me because my Skype thing wasn't working.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you some headphones. You're going to have to spend $30 on headphones.
Oh, I don't think so.
You need them anyway.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, girlfriend.
No, I don't.
That is so stereotypical. I am not being accused of being a racist.
What are you talking about? I said, no, I don't.
You said it like an ethnic person.
An ethnic person? That's racist. God, you're so ethnic.
Because we've gotten emails that were racist, too.
From that one guy who gives us the 1-star reviews?
Well, he's just a dickhead. But
that's
probably.
Being racist. You're hating on all the dickheads. You better stop. They're going to be mad at you.
But aren't we supposed to hate on dickheads?
Yes, but they don't think that we are.
Because dickheads are all across the race.
They cover the whole rainbow.
Yeah, from purple to. Less than red. Violet to red, whatever.
There's green
Roy G.
and
Biv.
Blue and what?
Roy G. Biv. You never heard of that?
No.
It's the acronym for the rainbow.
Red, orange, yellow, green.
Blue, indigo, violet.
Oh.
Roy G. Biv.
I love it. That makes me upset in my heart.
Why?
Because you look scary.
Do I?
It's cold in here now.
It's cold up in here. Your titties are hard.
My titties are hard. The whole thing itself
whole
doesn't
titty,
get hard.
Just hold titties hard.
No, but they do kind of sore.
Pregnant?
Yes.
You're pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
How'd
I'm
you
announcing
get that?
It on the show. I'm pregnant.
Miraculously, you've become pregnant.
Yeah.
I can't talk. I'm talking like a stroke person right now.
It's the Immaculate Conception.
Per subscription. What happened?
Leave my stroke
kind of funny
voice
things
alone.
Happened today at work?
At school?
At school, because I'm a loser.
School ruins everything.
Does.
Nothing happened funny today. You said no, at work after that. We didn't go to work today. It's Sunday.
No, I mean during the week. Did anything happen funny that we need to tell people?
No.
Oh, you came back to work on Friday and you just wanted to murder me all day long because you weren't on the Archer show.
Yes. Because I really wanted to talk to Big Fatty so much.
She was so happy, Big Fatty. You don't even know. She was so ecstatic that you were going to be on the show.
I was so excited. I looked like the Joker with my big crazy grin. Yeah.
The only person she wanted to talk to on the whole show
was
and
Big
probably
Fatty.
The only person she knew was Big Fatty. And she was so excited.
I was so excited. I wanted him to go, hey, I'm Big Fatty.
Did you hear him go, and I'm Nicole, or how do you say it? And I'm Nicole online.
No. Yeah,
that's what he said.
I missed it. Fuck.
You need to get your headset.
Fuck.
I can't spend another $35 on a headset.
You didn't spend $35 on those because they don't work.
No, on Skype. You can try to take them back and see if they let you trade them for the other one.
Mm, they probably don't cost as much, so they won't let
They were $15, so you'd have to put $15 in on it.
But you don't have the receipt or nothing.
No,
they won't let me
take
them
back. Yes, they will. Just say, I got these here. They're not working.
They won't believe me.
I'm going to get a better pair.
You take them.
Okay. I used to work at fucking Walmart. They'll take a set from Kmart.
Oh, and you would know this. That reminds me of Dope Sick Love, a documentary I saw on HBO about drug addicts. And they used to get money. They would dig through dumpsters, find receipts, like for, you know, Walmart or whatever. And they would go into a store, grab the item off the shelf, go up to the customer service desk and be like, I want to return this, please. And then they would get money so they could go buy drugs.
How dare them? Fucking drugs.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, I'm not a drug addict.
It happens all the time. It happened when I was at the customer service desk. Happened all the time. And especially when they're all cracked out and you say, no, I can only give you a gift card. Oh, fuck.
They'd be like, gift cards ain't going to buy my rock.
And then they're like, fine, give me a gift card. I'll buy something and bring it back. And I was like, oh, it doesn't work that way. She'll get another gift card.
And they're like twitching and picking at their face. Your face! I was expecting smoke to shoot out of your ears. Oh my god.
Your eyes are wet.
Because it made my eyes water.
What was so funny?
Because you looked like your whole head. You're choking. Breathe. Breathe loudly.
Oh my god, the whistle went off. It's like a train whistle when you laugh.
That's my smoker laugh, as my brother says. Have another Marlboro.
Oh, God, without the filter.
I just puff straight from the factory. Put my mouth on the chimney. The smokestack.
God damn. If that's not lung cancer, I don't know what is.
Carcinogens. I love them.
Microwave my food. Microwave my food in a styrofoam container, please.
Oh, I do that.
You should not. No, that puts carcinogens in your food.
But I smoke never, free.
You smoke straight from the chimney stack, so what does it matter?
Exactly. That makes me scared. I probably have cancer.
I totally gave. Something did happen funny at Walmart, or the store of which we did not speak today.
What?
I was totally, you know, people with your iPhone. Oh, you know, people with your iPhone, how you're constantly, like, rubbing it on.
I shared some carcinogens
Someone's
with you.
Someone's taking my voice.
Demon. See? Now they're choking you.
It's the old person demon. Anyway, we're in Walmart, and you know, when you have your iPhone, you're constantly like rubbing it on your shoulder.
To smooth
off
the fingerprints.
Yeah. So I was doing it, and I totally hit this old lady.
I was like, hey, let's go. And you just like backed up.
I turned around, and I totally hit this lady in the titty.
She was an old lady.
Like old. So I know I totally like did something.
Gave her cancer. You said that you gave her breast cancer.
She had a pretty bad.
Don't do the faces! No!
She had on a pretty padded bra. That was hard to say.
Pretty padded?
Yeah.
This one's really padded to lift me up.
Why does it need to lift you up?
Because I have like big boobs, but I don't have good cleavage. So you I have don't to have wear... your
cleavage?
No.
Well, what does it matter? You're covering up with lacy shit.
Well, this is a shirt, but normally they're too far apart, so I have to wear lifting.
Too far apart.
They are, like a lazy eye. But not quite. Oh, I can just see the emails now.
We totally need to take a picture of them like that.
But they're not that bad.
I'm confused.
One's like this, and one goes like this. Lift and separate.
Oh, do you have hairy nipples?
No! What the fuck? I'm a girl.
I always wanted to see a lady with hairy nipples that were inverted, so when you pulled the hair, it pulled their nipples.
You must have been going to the circus. See girls like that.
Or Wabash. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I saw a lady passed out in a yard on Wabash. She was laying in the grass like this. And she looked
no one can see
rough
you.
I know, but I was showing you so you could see she was spread eagle in the grass. She looked beat up.
Pop, six swish Cicero lip shit.
She was either high get out up. Of her gourd or
spread
beat
eagle.
Up
spread eagle get up. That's what Veronica and her sister did, and Veronica. She caught her husband
Veronica.
So should we do some poems like on the fly? Oh, actually we have phone calls. Like, I beg people to send us phone calls. No. Like, on Twitter? Mm-mm. What ain't happening?
Oh, well.
No, maybe I should Twitter it right now that we're recording and see if people will send us questions.
Yeah.
So you talk while I do that real quick.
Well, what am I supposed to say? That we're recording and you're going to Twitter. Ah, shit. And you want people to ask us questions. We can do them live.
Well, kind of live.
Yeah. It'll be live at the time, but not live when it's record or listened to. What does your shirt say?
Non-employee of the month, right?
I like how you're playing video games on the shirt.
I know. Awesome. All right, I just Twittered it. It said, Nicole and I are recording right now. Call us 206-94-FOUL.
Play a call.
I feel
heartburn
something coming up.
No! I often hate you.
You like that smell?
I don't like when you do that.
It's hot.
That's so gross. My brother does that.
All right, let's see.
That makes
here we
me
go.
Want to punch him in the mouth.
You punch him.
Have
in
the
mouth.
Same urge to do it to
I
you.
I have the same urge to kill you. You ready?
Damn.
Hello, Ricky and Nicole and Samantha, if she is there. This is Nessa. I've been meaning to call for like the last 2 weeks since you put out like show.
Slacker.
200.
Sure.
But I forgot, and then I was lazy, and then I forgot.
Because you're a pothead.
Forgot again. But anyways, I'll try to make this fast. The reason why I said that I used to not like Foul Monkeys was because the first time I attempted to listen to Foul Monkeys, there was like 9 people on Foul Monkeys, and I couldn't tell who was who, and I couldn't keep up, and I felt dumb. So, yeah.
Oh, you should feel stupid.
Because they're all voices
sorry,
sound
Christian.
The same.
Sorry, Christian.
Right. But then Ricky stalked me on MySpace, and I felt obligated to listen.
Your
and
internet
I'm glad
stalker.
That I did.
Because I wanted to fuck them titties.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I love you guys. I really do.
Hey.
And I've been thinking a lot about this. Who would I let give me genital warts or... an STD or similar or something. man, I don't want any. But since it's hypothetical, I would...
Exactly, hypothetical.
Exactly.
I would have to say that Dr. Drew or Keith Olbermann or...
You like them nerdies.
I like old men, if you haven't been able to tell.
You like the brains.
But anyways, that's why I like Ricky.
Not the brawn.
Aww.
That's why she likes you.
Aww.
Yes, Nessa.
I hate
yes.
You.
Yes. You know what? I'm jealous of you, Ricky.
Wait, it's not done yet. She still has some more. You ready?
You guys laughing in the past couple shows has made my days go by so fast.
Time goes by.
So slowly.
So slowly, so slowly.
And I love it. So keep up the good work, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Why are you jealous of me?
Well, I'm jealous of you because... while we can only talk about Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving, you were actually there.
Horror.
You can tell us all about it.
Well, there were no happy Indians because they were our slaves. They were not happy about that shit. And some of them were coughing because they had diseases.
Squanto.
Syphilis.
A warrior's tale.
Oh,
Geronimo.
Sad. You ready for the next call? Thank you for Nessa for calling.
Yes.
Make sure you go listen to her show. It's called Stars and... Stars and Tartan. Stars and Tartan or Stars and Tartans. Hold on, let me lick that.
Lick it up?
Let me lick it up. It's lick Stars it and Tartan up. With her and her husband, Derek, who totally sounds like Gerard Butler. Oh, he's like fucking hot.
Big ups to you, Nessa. Mm. Big ups.
So here we go. Next call.
So it's supposed to be a celebrity that I could have sex with no matter what
sounds like Wagner.
They had. But I would pick Nicole. I would fuck the hell out of Nicole. Though I don't have a penis yet. I'm waiting for them to develop some decent, like, vagina to penis technology. And then once I had a dick, I would fuck the hell out of them titties so hard. Nicole's hot as hell. And I don't know if she likes girls, but I am all fucking about it. So if I could fuck anyone, no matter what disease they would have, it would definitely be Nicole, hands down. She's hot, and I'm all about it.
Thanks.
That's implying that you already have a disease and you're giving it to her.
I know. That totally sounds like Wagner.
I don't know who it was. I don't have their number, so it didn't go through.
Thanks, whoever you are. Thanks for saying I'm hot. I don't actually like chicks.
Except for that one time. You don't want me to talk about that? It was twice? You don't want me to talk about that?
I've not
Do I need to beep that out?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I've never had sex with a girl. Never.
Okay. Sure. No, I'm serious.
Haven't.
I'm totally serious. Okay. Next call.
I hate you. But thank you, whoever
Hello,
you are.
Hello, foul monkeys. I am hanging out. Oh, this is Lou, by the way. I'm hanging out at Daytona Beach, Florida, USA.
Jealous.
This is wonderful. It's nice, brisk weather. So it's not so much laying out and getting some sun. But, yeah,
because
I like
it's dark
cold
already.
Weather, so
he doesn't need that.
I just wanted to say that I'm having margaritas and having a silly little time by myself. Well, actually, no, I'm hanging out with, like, two dudes. It's not like that. Don't think that.
Because you know where Ricky Sucks
okay.
are.
Well, I just wanted to say, hey, have a good one. And you guys are excellent. So I love the show. Keep going. Bye.
Thanks, Lou.
Oh, we love the
Why
Lou.
Why were we invited?
He did invite me, actually. But it was during the weekday and I couldn't go.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, because we have jobs and junk.
And stuff.
All right, we got two phone calls. Should we finish those up?
From Twittering?
No.
We
haven't got one yet.
Yeah, let's just do the calls.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Joe from Dallas, and I'm just calling because...
Who is the winner of the book who has not contacted us with his email or his address? Yes, I know you sent us something, but we actually need you to send it back to us because I don't have... Do you have the box
still?
Oh, we can get his address from that then. Okay.
I listened to the last episode. Yay me!
Yay me!
But beyond that, I'm going through old episodes and stuff, and reason number 169 to love Nicole. Nicole is just the shit. And I love her. I love her. And the skirt story, priceless.
End of the call. Okay, bye.
No, keep playing it.
I don't want anybody to love Nicole more than me.
I love the skirt story because that's my movie date.
Here we go.
I remember.
Oh, I think he got disconnected, but here's the rest of the call. No. Here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, this is Joe again. This is my quote of the day. I had to hold that hand in place because that shit wasn't going nowhere. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Laughing my ass off. I love you, Nicole.
I totally forgot I said that.
I held his hand there because that shit wasn't going
nowhere. It was not.
When it came out, was it all like spiderwebby wet and stuff?
It was dark. I don't know. We're in the middle of a movie.
Horror. And who was it that you were making fun of and you were just like, God, on the first date? What was that when we were talking?
I don't know.
And I was like, oh, you have room to talk.
Oh, I think it was Julian.
Was it?
He was talking about something about, I don't know who it was, but I know my friend Royal.
Do I need to be
No,
put out?
She won't know about this. She won't care. She totally had sex on her first date with her ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
And,
Are you sure we don't need to be printing him out?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Trust me. She doesn't listen to the internet, like, at all. Or get on it.
What about Sarah?
Sarah doesn't talk to Royal.
Oh, okay.
They don't get along.
Oh. We shouldn't open that up.
Yeah, that can of worms can stay buried.
Yeah. All right, so what?
Well, I just used to always get on to her for doing that because she, like, didn't even really know anything about him. Like, she didn't know his middle name or his last name hardly. Or
did she's you over know here. The guy's last name that you left finger you?
I don't think so. I totally don't.
Oh, God, you're gross. You're
but
gross
this
bitch.
Was, like, years after Royal did that. So I can't make fun of
it was like
anymore.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. But I didn't have sex with him. We just did that.
Well, you still don't do that with strangers. Unless, well, I don't want to call the kettle
yeah,
black.
Yeah, you don't say nothing because I'm sure you have.
I don't want to call the kettle black. I don't. Sure what are you insinuating?
That you've had sex on the first date. See, I'm not insinuating. I'm probably stating
a
fact.
We were on a date.
I'm sure.
That's what we met up for.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't roll like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Makes me want to go to the movies again.
Oh, you're so dirty. We went to the movies today. You want to talk about the
movie?
I
know, but we didn't do that.
You know what? We said we were going to do a different format. And
we can't. It's not, never going to work.
We tried.
It's people. More fun as a random
we
podcast.
We totally tried, people. We tried like for like 30 seconds, and it just did not work.
Yeah. We did see the movie today. I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. Push. Not the song, but push.
We saw push.
Push.
Push it real good. Push it real good.
Push it. Come on, come on, come on, girl. Push it. Oh, you're totally like busting it out. Breaking it down. Breaking it down.
Oh, Dion.
It's cold in here.
So the movie Push was cool.
Had lots of action.
And what's her name? The girl?
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning is like totally
she a said
cursing
shit.
Cunt in this movie. She walks and she's all cunty.
No, yes, she just she has a little attitude. Don't say that about 13-year-old.
I think she's really 14 though.
Well, yeah, but don't say that.
Who was the hottest character in that movie?
Jaimon Hinsu.
Mm-mm,
he's
Evans.
Hot. I don't know. There's something
he's
about
fucking
that.
Hot.
Jaimon Hinsu. He's.
I don't like anybody with the name Jaimon.
He's African.
I don't like anything with the name Jaimon.
It's no worse than like Grey Poupon or Dijon.
Oh, I don't know anybody named that.
Grey Poupon. Me neither.
He
looked really
hot. Is that
Colonel
Mustard's name? Yes. I bet he has a huge dick.
He's with, what's her face? Kimora Lee Simmons? That's her boyfriend.
I hate her. She is such a slut whore.
Why?
Fucking hate her.
She was married to Russell Simmons for like forever.
She's so fucking nasty.
Why?
Her name's Kimora.
She's Asian. It's a Chinese or Korean or whatever she is.
Her name's Kimora.
Your name's Ricky. She fucking
slutty.
Hates you because you're a nasty whore.
She fucking looks slutty.
So do you.
And she flaunts it.
So do
I don't
you.
Want my sluttiness.
Yes, you do.
Oh, because I have a hole in my pants.
You wear pants with your junk hanging out.
You know what Wagner said?
No. If she wanted to see that, she'd pay you for it.
No. No.
I'd pay you to put it back in your pants.
Oh.
Because it was.
Well, just push it up inside of me. Like a baby penis.
I tried to force Sarah to watch One Guy, One Jar. She covered her eyes, and I was prying her hands away from her face, trying to make her watch it. And she was like, bleh, bleh. And she slammed her computer down. And I was like, no, no, you have to watch it. She goes, how am I going to get it off my computer? So then she was doing one of these with her hand covering her eyes, trying to find the X to get rid of it. She barely.
How far did she get?
She didn't get hardly anywhere.
Did she get it busted? Like inside?
Yeah.
Did she see
there was
it
some
out?
Blood coming out, and ugh. She was like, done, and she freaked out.
Ding, 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 done.
I was like, you got to look at One Guy, One Jar, and she's like, what's that? And then when she saw it, she was like, oh my God, and like freaking out. It was awesome. Loves it.
So somebody wrote us a haiku on the reviews, left us a 5-star. Eric, 501. Monkeys make me laugh. Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha with diarrhea.
Perfect haiku.
Loves it. Here's another poem by Apollonius.
Apollonia.
These peeps run a cast, oft filled with cool poems.
Oft
totally
filled.
Totally awesome. I say with a plump.
A plume?
A plume. Oh, I said it wrong. What's a plume? What the fuck does that mean?
Get a dictionary. Invest.
Did he spell it right? A-P-L-O-M-B? Whatever.
You mean you didn't take an English class?
No, I took English.
English? And then you flunked it, obviously.
No, I got an A.
I speak my English.
All right, let's read one more. I guess we're not doing poems anymore because Nicole's fucking lazy.
No, all one day I'll do just like 12 of them and just
yeah,
be done.
Yeah, right. How long have you been saying that, listeners? Why don't you give us a call and tell us exactly
Why
how long?
Why don't you give us a call and tell us how much you fucking hate Ricky? Want him to put his pants on the right way.
On
so his
right
junk
way.
Don't fall out.
That's...
I don't care.
You feel stupid.
I don't care.
Are you getting angry because you feel stupid?
I'm getting angry because I want you to just get new pants so I don't have to see that shit ever again.
It's big.
Literal
them
shit.
Balls were big. Them balls are huge.
My dog has bigger balls, and he's don't even have any anymore.
Here we go.
You have a fleshy sack where your balls used to be. What was that?
Oh, my squirrels are gone.
No, that was a weird giggle. You're
my
like,
squirrels are in hibernation.
With the rest of the
Gus?
Bears. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Oh, love it. All right, we'll do one more. This is from Gus3991. The best pick me up is Nicole telling Ricky he's old, even if he's not.
He is.
Now, can I get a poem? Oh, they need a poem.
Who wrote that?
Gus3991. Foul Monkeys is a show that is ahead of its time. Ooh, we're famous.
Duh.
What I mean by it is Ricky started doing the Wow.
Started doing this show before
Someone
Nicole
wrote
was
this
born.
Before they knew English.
English?
English. Foul Monkeys is a show that is ahead of its time. What I mean by it is Ricky started doing the show before Nicole was born.
Oh. Yes.
We're done.
Because you're ancient like a fossil.
It's clear that he went through some... It's clear that he went through many co-hosts till she came of age to do the show.
I was a minor. I wasn't allowed to before. Loves it.
I clear the show has reached a level of humor that cracks your shit up. And now Samantha there, too. I think these two are a keeper. If you need a good pick-me-up that never fails to bring in a funny...
You just
I
need
know
to learn.
How to, no,
you need
I know how
phonics.
To read this. This is exactly what it says. If you need a good pick-me-up, then never fail to bring on funny. Maybe English isn't his first language.
I think these two are a keeper. If you need a good pick-me-up.
Yeah. See?
He
it's
meant to put that never fail to bring
yeah,
on
that,
a funny.
So
you still need yeah. hooked on phonics. Cause that
so now what
you
a
struggle.
Guy to do to get a poem, I give you more than 5 stars if I could.
Oh, sweetness. Well, okay. What we need is I need to know exactly where to start.
I will tell you where
to write
start.
A poem. Because
I remember.
No, you don't. Because you were on the.
I remember, bitch.
On the Drunkie podcast, you were reading poems that we had already done. I remember that.
I was
that.
Drunk. I didn't know any better, whore.
I was drunk and I knew. What's your excuse? I passed out and I still knew. And I knew the name of the dude from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wow. You should be so proud right now that you passed out. Did you feel Julian put his penis in your mouth?
Mm-mm. I didn't feel none of that because that was in your dreams.
Oh.
Not
Ew,
mine.
I don't want you in my dream.
In a dream, my love.
Ew.
You will find my heart.
That's what you sounded like.
It's cold as fuck in here.
You ready
I
to
have
end this show?
Icy hands.
Icy hands.
Icy, you know, like I-C-E-Y.
Yeah, I get that,
but
it sounds like I see hands.
Yes, I see them. They're cold and I see.
I see hands. They're cold.
You're an idiot, a raging idiot.
Oh, my.
I'm going to do like in the movie. I'm going to go like in the movie.
Screamers.
And make your brains explode.
And the poor fish explode. Did you see that?
It was red water.
Oh, bloodsies.
Red rubies.
Blood farts.
Ew.
Blood queefs. Ew.
Don't ask me anything about a period or a queef, because I knew that was where you were going. I could tell by the look in your eye.
Have you ever blood queefed?
No.
Do you think it's possible?
Probably. Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't have periods. I had them medically stopped.
That shit out.
I had them stopped with medicines. I'll never have a baby.
Also known as a baby.
Yes. I'll never have a child. Look at your window. Married. It looks like it's cold or hot. What? It's all steamy on this side, or else it's just dirty, probably because you never washed your window.
It's dirty because I never wash my fucking windows.
I believe it.
Me too.
Me three. And four.
Titties.
They agree.
My nutsack agrees with
they have
face.
Minds of their own.
All right, let's get this is getting retarded stupid now. Let's go. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984. You can send us stuff at
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
And what did the mailbox look like when we went there yesterday?
Full of junk.
Yeah, there was no, it was not full of good stuff. And we need good stuff.
Here, wait. I got one thing for you to read before you go.
Add us to your Frapper map. Add us to MySpace. Email us. Leave a 5-star review. We would love you forever and evers.
Ready?
Amens.
Read this.
Okay.
Out loud.
Fuck you, old-timer. Why is that so funny to you?
That's going to be my sign-off on the end of every show.
Fuck you, old-timer.
And then as I get older, I'll say, fuck you, old-timer.
I like how you get more country as you're older.
I'm an old lady. That's my old lady voice. Oh. Fuck you, old timer.
Why does your face look like it's going to explode when you talk like that?
Because I made my head shake.
Oh, Catherine Hepburnsies.
What? Hey, you know the guy from Shawshank Redemption, the old guy Brooks? He died.
He did?
You don't even know who I'm talking
no.
about. Brooks was in the movie Shawshank Redemption, and he killed himself in the movie.
The one that hung from the post? Okay.
Well, from a beam in the ceiling. Yeah,
I remember. I know.
He died.
Sadsies.
He's old. You sound like an animal growling. Oh. I saw a hellhound.
What the hell is that?
A hellhound is a guardian of the gates of hell.
Oh.
I saw one. Running through the neighborhood.
You are retarded.
I'm being 150%.
Oh, we're leaving.
No, I'm being 150% serious.
There's no such thing as a hellhound.
I saw a hellhound. I was driving home one night and.
Drunk.
No, shut up. I was driving home one night and I saw like this really fast, like shadow. And I thought, Jesus, that's a fast dog. But it was a huge, like, shadow. And I was like, what the hell?
It was a hellhound, duh.
Listen. So I was like, I didn't think anything of it at the time. But then my neighbor told me that he was walking his dog at the park down the street from my house. And his dog, like, started going crazy. And he has, like, a little annoying, like, yipper dog or whatever. Started, like, going nuts and wouldn't walk any further. And he said he looked around and he saw this huge, like, black shadow race across the park. And his dog was, like, going berserk. And then he told me that. And I told him about what I saw. And it was a hellhound, and we looked it up. And the picture we saw online is exactly what we saw.
Goodbye.
Why don't you believe me?
That's just stupid.
Please believe me. Please believe me.
All right, sign off.
Fuck you, old timer.
Bye.